Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, joins me here in the studio. How are you doing, Judy?
Fine. Thank you, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a play that's at the Everyman Theater. It's called The Book of Joseph. I had playwright Karen Hartman and Rich Hollander, who's a local former journalist, on the program last week. And it's Hartman's The Book of Joseph. She's the playwright. And this is based on a true story about Rich Hollander's family. So refresh us about the background of this very powerful story.
Well, Rich Hollander was a reporter for the News American and WBAL. His parents were killed in a car accident in 1986. And when he was going through their belongings, they lived in suburban New York, he found a briefcase full of hundreds of letters written in German and Polish. And years passed before he felt ready to deal with these letters and to have them translated. The letters turned out to be from his father's relatives, Polish Jews in Krakow, from 1939 to 1942. The U.S. Holocaust Museum told him it's the most significant correspondence to survive the Krakow ghetto. In 2007, Cambridge University Press published the letters in a scholarly book, Every Day Lasts a Year. Hollander edited this with two prominent Holocaust scholars. And then a few years later, Chicago Shakespeare Theater commissioned playwright Karen Hartman to turn the book into a play. That play debuted last year. At Everyman, it is getting a really powerful production. It's a really powerful play. Richard Hollander is a character in the play. He's kind of a narrator in the first act. He's played at Everyman by Bruce Randolph Nelson. Here he is talking to the audience near the start of the play.
In memory of my father, Joseph Hollander, I share with you intimate correspondence, official court transcripts, genuine documented evidence of a hero's quest on both sides of the Atlantic to snatch his family from the jaws of annihilation. A universal story of humankind fleeing persecution for unknown shores. It's a tale of human triumph if you stop in the right place.
Actor Bruce Randolph Nelson in The Book of Joseph at the Everyman Theater. So, Judy, when Karen Hartman was on the playwright last week, I asked her about how she handles this business of making drama out of what is essentially a briefcase full of letters. So how effective is the solution that she came up with?
It's very effective. She has come up with a distinctive, moving, multi-generational solution. The play is not just about Richard and the generation that came before him. That's mostly the first act. In the second act, we focus on Richard and the next generation, his son Craig. In the first act, Richard is giving a book talk. He enters through the audience. There's a projection of the cover of the book on a screen on the stage. And as he talks about his relatives, his father, Joseph, Joseph's siblings, in-laws, niece, and first wife all come alive reciting these letters or acting out scenes that Richard describes. We also see enactments of court transcripts from Joseph's immigration hearings in the United States. A large percentage of the script is taken verbatim from letters and legal transcripts. Richard's son, Craig, shows up at the end of the first act. In the second act, Craig tries to get his father to open up about issues, such as why it took him so long to deal with the contents of this briefcase. Here's Elliot Kashner as Craig and Bruce Nelson, again, as Richard. Richard wants to tell his parents' love story. Craig wants his father to talk about himself.
So they married in City Hall, but he promised her parents a Jewish wedding after the war. He kept the promise, and so, for 40 years, my very courtly father celebrated not one, but two anniversaries. So romantic!
What are you doing, Dad?
You wanted more of the story.
Not about them, about you.
Ah, but Papa was a hero, and I'm just a person.
I know. You're more relatable.
That's Bruce Nelson and Elliot Kashner in the Everyman Theater's production of The Book of Joseph. So, Judy, you mentioned that Bruce Nelson makes his entrance through the audience. What'd you think of the direction, the performances in this play?
The director is Noel Himmelstein, and he not only gets good performances out of his 9-member cast, but he's come up with a production that is haunting and also relevant in terms of recent immigration issues and father-son relationships. Bruce Nelson gives a very restrained depiction of Richard. He plays him as a man who really doesn't want to be the center of the story that he's telling. Danny Gavigan is splendid as his father, Joseph. This is a good man who keeps moving forward no matter what barriers he faces. Joseph was a lawyer and a travel agent in Krakow, and he was really prescient about the need for Jews to leave Poland. There are also two especially admirable portrayals of the same character 7 decades apart. Hannah Kelly, who graduated from UMBC just last year, plays Arnold Spitzman, a 14-year-old boy who becomes Joseph's ward. And then Will Love gives a very touching portrayal of elderly Arnold near the end of the play.
So tell us about the way the play is staged. You mentioned at the beginning the format was like a book talk, but obviously design has got to be more than just set up for a book talk. Otherwise, that's going to be a long night.
Yes, it is. It is more than that. The set design is by Daniel Ettinger, and this is the first time that I can remember ever seeing a turntable on the stage at Everyman. And the way this is used for Richard's relatives, for Joseph's relatives in Poland, particularly after their last letter, just becomes heartbreaking. And then in the second act, there's an entirely different set, Richard's modern American living room in Baltimore. The play has this unusual sort of bifurcated structure that works, and so does this set. It really becomes a play about how much we want to know or don't want to know about our own family history and how that affects us. The Hollander family letters are an important part of history, but the Book of Joseph is very much a living, breathing piece of theater.
That's great to hear. So this is the time of year where everybody announces their next season, all the arts organizations, including the theaters, including Everyman. So what do they got coming up next year?
They are going to do 7 plays for the first time next season, 1 more than previous seasons. And they've also added an additional performance, a Tuesday preview for each show. So let me tell you a little about the lineup. There are 2 Pulitzer Prize winners, Lynn Nottage's 2017 winner, Sweat, which is about factory workers in Reading, Pennsylvania, and Donald Margulies' 2000 winner, Dinner with Friends, which is about marriage and, well, friendship. There's a play.
Hence the title.
Yes, exactly. There's a play, Everything is Wonderful, by Chelsea Marcantel. This was done last summer at the Contemporary American Theater Festival in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. I thought it was the strongest play there last summer. It's about an Amish family whose 2 sons were killed by a drunk driver, and now that driver comes to the family's home. The season's going to end with a 2-play repertory by a D.C.-based playwright, Colleen Sinnott Jennings. She's an American University professor. And the 2 plays are 2 installments in a memoir. They're both one-woman shows. Queens in the World is the first one. Queens in Africa is the second one. And the season also includes 2 evergreen plays by Irish playwrights, Brian Friel's Dancing at Lunasa and Oscar Wilde's Importance of Being Earnest. Can I
Big
add
season.
Something?
There's more?
There's more. There's more.
It's like Ron Papil, but wait, that's not all.
That's not all. Not for next season. I just want to say to listeners, don't wait for next season. It's a promising season, but Book of Joseph is one of Everyman Theater's best shows this season.
There you go. The Book of Joseph is at Everyman until the 10th of June, and we've got a link to details about the showtimes and all that stuff at WIPR.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we're going to head to Annapolis Shakespeare Company. What do they got going on?
Kiss Me, Kate, their first musical.
There's a surprise. All right, we'll see you then. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Lunch today was provided by Dangerously Delicious Pies. They've got locations at 2839 O'Donnell Street on the square in Canton and 810 West 36th Street in Hamden. Their menu includes a large variety of homemade sweet and savory pies and quiches. You can find them at dangerouspiesbulk.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, my guest is Ivan Bates. He's a Democrat running in the primary for Baltimore State's attorney. That interview is part of our ongoing series of conversations with the candidates. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now. It's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.